And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our community connection where we talk with our city folk here today. City Matters is what we call it, really. That's the official title. And it always matters. In fact, we've had a pretty good things to celebrate here city-wise here as we talk now with Mike Bailey and Mike Seamers. How are we doing, guys? Been a long time since we've all kind of been around the table.
That's
here,
right.
Hasn't it?
That's yeah. Right. We got the band back together.
Yeah.
It's a nice Monday morning, yeah. Actually. Other than the rain, it feels pretty cool.
It was cool this morning.
We were certainly needing some rain. Yeah, so it's a good way to start the week.
Indeed. What do we got? I tell you what, the Tower Center at Unity Square, and I have to say that a few times to make sure I say it right.
That's a little bit
of a tongue twister. What a celebration that was.
It was fantastic.
Wish you were there.
I do. I wish I was there. I'd had a vacation planned for a while, and I needed a vacation as well. So we got out of town and spent a little time over at Grand Lake, so I missed it. But, man, you're right. I thank you all for your coverage. That allowed me to participate a little bit from through your Facebook Live broadcast.
Oh, good, good, good.
And was able to observe some of it and see some of the ribbon cutting. But what a great night, what a great celebration. Another one where our weather was certainly exceeded expectations.
Yeah, indeed, it did.
I think, what'd you say it was, about 85?
It felt like it. Nice balmy breeze.
Yep, I was at Grand Lake. And
everybody else was comfortable, but a fat boy like me started sweating a little bit, and it was all right.
Just make your cooling system was working.
That's your cooling system.
Yeah, we won't go into it.
My cooling system goes into overdrive sometimes anymore. But, yeah, no, it really is a beautiful space. You and I talked a little bit about it earlier. It's something that wouldn't be out of place in a larger metro area, or I think you compared it to something that you'd see along the river in Chicago.
The lake. Really cool. Something that maybe a city of Tulsa or Oklahoma City or even Kansas City would just love to have.
Yeah, it really is. It's a first-class space. The stage, unless you've been out there and actually been on the stage, and I'd certainly encourage anybody when the stage isn't in use to go up there and take a look at it. This space belongs to the people of the city of Bartlesville. So we'd encourage you to go out and explore it. But you know what a great time to have a space like this.
Indeed.
People are kind of desperate for ways to connect, to be part of the community, to be entertained. Mm-hmm. But they feel safer outside right now.
And so it
couldn't have been a better time to have a space like this, to have had the grand opening. Again, the weather was fantastic. I hear the bands were excellent. So there'll be another, I believe they have two or three more of this summer series that they plan. As you know, this is being programmed by the community center. Mm-hmm. So we have people programming it and bringing in acts and bands and things like that that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So this was just an expansion of their space, and I'm really excited to see what happens with it over the next year. And I'm very thankful for it. I'm very thankful for the voters of Bartlesville for approving that, and everyone who was involved in the project.
We had a lot of public dollars go into it. I mean, private dollars,
right.
Private sector dollars that went into this that really helped out a lot.
Yeah, and I know that they recognized the donors on Friday night, and I'm grateful to them as well. The citizens of Bartlesville voted for it, and they put up they approved the public contribution. Mm-hmm. But since then, there's been a huge private contribution, and I didn't bring my list of donors, so I don't want to start naming off names because I will certainly forget someone, and I don't want to do that.
It's huge.
But we received donations, everything from $5,000 up to $250,000. I've never been part of something like that since I started work at the city of Bartlesville. Let's see, 15 years ago. I've been working for the city for 15 years. Mm. And I've just never seen anything like it to where the public was that invested in one of these projects. So we're very grateful to the donors, very grateful to the citizens of Bartlesville. And this was part of the 2018 GEO bond. 2018, right? Yeah, Mike is here. He's our capital projects manager, so I'm going to look at him occasionally so I don't screw it up, because otherwise he'll make fun of me later and tell me I
probably won't have the right answer either. It's fine. We'll figure it out, though.
Making sense of all those dollars over
that's
there.
That's right. We have a lot of projects and a lot of, as you said, we have a lot of dollars that that are approved by the citizens of Bartlesville. The last election that we had was in 2018 for GO bond. Before that, we had our CIP election, I believe, 7 years ago.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah, we're in the 7th year.
Yep, so we're in the 7th year of that. So it just so happens that both of our major capital programs are expiring at the same time. And in fact, we talked quite a bit about it leading up to when we thought the election would be, which would have been in April. The coronavirus had something to say about that, and the election board encouraged everyone to delay their elections so that they could put in place plans to have the elections and to keep everybody safe. So we actually bumped our election back to August 25th. And once we've done that, then we've kind of sat back. We had been out talking to the public and educating about the projects, but now we've got right at 2 months, I guess,
about a month and a half now.
So we want to take some time and sort of educate the public again on what these elections are. And so the important date to remember is August 25th. We want to ensure that everybody who wants to has an opportunity to vote at that. So August 25th at your normal polling place. It'll be a Tuesday, of course, as usual. There will be actually two different capital improvement projects that will be up for vote. One of them is the general obligation bond, which, again, the last one of those that we had was in 2018, and it's coming up for renewal. It'll be $16.4 million. There'll be four propositions, and you will vote on each one of them. So the way the state law is with general obligation bonds, you will vote up or down on four different projects. The two largest projects are public safety and streets. Public safety is 24% of the funds, and streets are about 50% of the funds. So this is that's the vast majority of what it'll be. The other two things, it'll be equipment, and it will also be for parks and recreation. Will be the other two smaller propositions. At that same time, there will be one proposition for the CIP sales tax, and it will cover all the projects. But kind of talking about it in the same way that we talk about the GO bond, breaking it up into the same categories. The two largest categories will be for equipment. That'll be 24% of the funds will be for municipal equipment. And then streets will be 40% of the funds. And then the two smaller ones in this one will be for public safety and parks and recreation again.
Now, that one's a little bit different than the GO bond, right, that you don't vote for each one individually?
You're exactly right. So the GO bond, there are four propositions, and the CIP sales tax will be a single proposition. So when you show up there on August 25th, I think those are all on one ballot. They're all on a single municipal ballot.
I think so.
But there will be five propositions that you'll have a chance to vote on. So I would encourage everybody to get to know these projects and those five propositions, to be as educated as possible. We're certainly happy to answer any questions that the public may have about this. And we will. It's going to be an odd way to educate the public. In the past, one of our main ways of communicating has to be to go out to the civics groups and to go out and meet people individually. And talk to them. A lot of the civics groups aren't meeting right now. So, you know, over the next 6 weeks, we will try to, through the radio and the newspaper and social media, we will try to educate the public as much as possible about these. It's definitely going to be an unusual educational process. This is not how we normally do things. Very much so. This is not how we normally do it. So we will, over the next two, or I'm trying to think of how many radio programs we're going to have. We haven't every 2 weeks, so I think we'll have two more. We'll talk more in detail about the GO bond and CIP sales tax over the next couple. But today, just wanted to reintroduce everybody to this and remind them that this was something that we talked about for months. It was scheduled for April election, and now it will be scheduled for an August election. So basically the summary of it is there's about $30 million in projects. These are a continuation of our two most successful capital improvement programs with the sales tax and the GO bond. This is just continuation, so this won't raise taxes. And one last reminder that it is on August 25th, and we will remind everybody of that again several times before August 25th. Want to make sure, again, that everybody has an opportunity to vote that's interested. There's not, I don't think there'll be a whole lot else on that election date. I think the runoff for sheriff.
Runoff for sheriff is on it.
Will be on that, but I'm not aware of anything else. You, Tom?
That's it.
I think that'll be all that'll be on there. So we're happy to share that with the sheriff.
There you go.
Sheriff's race.
Law and order, dollars and cents.
That's right.
There you go.
And lots of them. So, and Tom, with that, I'm going to turn this over to Mike.
It's too early.
It's been
too early.
Too early. You got 20 minutes.
I'm usually the guy that comes in with a minute and a half left.
He thinks it's too early, but what you want to bet, Tom, at the end of 20 minutes, he's only going to be 2/3 of the way through this project list that he brought.
I've seen him in action in city council meetings. I tell you. He's good. He's good.
Oh, man.
So, but we've got to, we do have a lot of projects that are out there. We have several that we've recently finished. I know that there is, I was out of town last week, and when I drove in, I noticed we'd gotten quite a ways on the downtown streets projects.
Yeah, moving
and
on.
Then on top of that, we've got a lot of them that are in design that we expect to be bid here soon. So with that, I will kick it over to Micah Seamers, city's engineering director.
There we go. Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of projects going on, either in the works, completed, design, or under construction. So we'll start with the ones that we've recently completed. We did complete Woodland Road recently, the concrete panel rehab, and there the entrance of Woodland Park off of Highway 75. Good project that really, we've done a lot of work in the Woodland area on Oakdale, things of that nature. Woodland's kind of split between let's call it an east half and a west half, really, kind of divided by some low areas. And we've done a lot of work through that corridor. This is really just about the last leg to make that connection that ties the east to the west of that subdivision. So good project. KSL Dirt Works was a local contractor, did the work on that. And we got that. They have done a lot of work for us, doing a lot of work for us right now. And completed that, I'm going to say probably about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. Got that wrapped up. They've got the Sooner Park shelter. If you have not been out to Sooner Park recently, I'm sure probably more people have with the COVID stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe than would have before,
there,
right? Yeah, so basically there used to be some playground equipment. Really, there's kind of that triangular area that's kind of low-lying.
Sort of in that northwest corner
of
the park.
Yeah, northwest corner of the park.
Up by the restrooms there.
We had installed new park equipment a little bit further up the hill, closer to the parking lot, and when we did that, we tore out the old equipment. So in that area, we've placed an octagonal shelter, I believe it's got I believe it has eight sides. I might be wrong, but I believe it has eight sides.
I won't let you forget if you were wrong.
I know it.
Engineer that can't count sides of a building.
Well, it's not that I can't count them. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
My memory's just, it's gone.
Yeah. Lots of projects.
So we got the Sooner Park shelter that we wrapped up recently, and that'll be a nice little addition there. Just one more space there in the park that people can get in the shade and I guess you can probably rent those out, you know, if you want to do birthday parties or, any other social gatherings like that. So it'll be nicer in Sunfest.
Good reuse of that space because we went ahead and left all of that in place. That area over there is pretty severely sloped. So they had leveled that out and put in all the concrete and the stairs and things like that. So we were able to reuse the space.
Because it was kind of an odd space. Really, what do you do with the space, right?
It would have cost more to tear it out than it was to build a shelter, probably.
Yeah. So Lisa Beeman, in her infinite wisdom, came up with a good plan there, and then we implemented that in engineering. So we got that one wrapped up. And then Pathfinder, really, it just wrapped up, really, last week.
Yep.
That was a quick project.
Leaving for vacation.
Yeah, that was a quick project. Went really quickly on that one. Again, KSL Dirtworks did that project as well. But basically there on Frank Phillips, the Pathfinder from Comanche to really the Caney River and Silver Lake area.
Yep.
Reconstructed a portion of that. We overlaid a portion of that. Did some of the concrete approaches that tie into the bridge that goes over the river there to make that connection. And then also along Silver Lake, we did a 2-inch overlay on that portion, really from No Water Road to, I guess it'd be Adams, really. Basically there where the go-kart track is. And then we picked up the go-kart track and went to the tunnel that goes actually underneath Adams.
Like I said, be to the west there.
So we went ahead and cleaned that up, did a 2-inch overlay on that. So it's essentially a new trail right now. We did reconstruct a couple of approaches going into really oil lease access roads off of Silver Lake. So you got some new concrete approaches there to try to minimize gravel infiltration onto the street there. So pretty good project. That we're trying to also to avoid bicyclists hitting those gravel patches. Ended up with some road rash and whatnot. So, again, good project.
Gravel is not bike friendly.
No, it's really not.
But, you know, we're trying to, we've got some more funds to put towards Pathfinder, so we're going to be looking for some additional projects to do some paving. We've got some drainage projects to do as well, so those are sort of going on in the back burner in the works right now, doing some of the planning on that. So that's the ones we've recently completed. We do have some that are currently under construction. We've got Price Fields. That's really, I guess, the largest that's been going on for some time now.
Yeah.
This is the third phase of some renovations out there. The first two phases took care of the quadrants in the northeast part of the complex and the northwest part of the complex. And again, if you guys aren't familiar with this, this is over off of Tuxedo Road there at Young Avenue, which is actually a county road.
County road, yep. It's back to the north.
Yeah, the access is through the county there. But so right there across from Evans Nursery. But so we're working on the things on the north end. We're right in the middle of the section right now. This is the third phase. It really replaces what probably most people would have considered the main quadrant of fields out there.
And honestly, it was one of the nicer areas prior to. What we have now it doesn't even compare to what was there before.
That's right. It was one of the few areas that had lighted fields, but again, they were old. They were, a bunch of dads really got together and built those years and years ago. So,
and it was the same fields that you and I played on when we were kids.
We had
same,
some glory days out there.
Not have any glory days. I know you did, Micah. My memory of playing baseball is very different than your memory. I had no glory days.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I led the league in being hit by pitchers.
Someone has to.
I had a skill.
Someone's got to win that stat.
I could get on base.
He could lean in, man.
Crowd the plate, take away the strikes.
I think
was
more just freezing up as it was coming at me. I couldn't get out of the way.
You know, it just seems like that's always the way it worked. I had a buddy that he was afraid of the ball, and guess what? He'd get hit.
I'd get hit, because you panic and don't get out of the way.
That's the way it goes. So anyway, sorry I've digressed here a little bit.
Yes, sorry.
Reliving some
I led us
there.
Away there.
Yeah, but so anyway, this is it's four new fields. There really was four, let's call them nicer fields originally, and then two that were pretty well unused. They were just almost practice fields at this point. And so those are going to be new parking. So we're adding some parking where those older fields were.
There was not enough parking at the field.
There was not.
Parked throughout the park in order to get enough parking.
Yeah, so I hope that we're going to get enough parking with this phase. And so we've added some parking there, and then we're building four new larger fields. These are going to be 300-foot centers, 275 in the corners. They'll be probably in that 80-foot base path range. So get some of the – this will probably be for like a 12U, and you can get some 14U games on that as well. So – should be really nice. Do four new fields there. The biggest thing that's probably people are going to like out there is going to be the concession stands and restroom facilities.
Yep.
Those have been limited at best out there. And then really when we did some additional work, they're even more limited. You know, we only had two holes and a couple of the bathrooms. And so we're putting a new concession stand where the temporary one was that we had installed, that city staff installed. And that'll have plenty of restrooms on each side, a nice large concession facility. And then there will also be one in the middle of the new quadrant of fields.
And it'll replace the one that's been down there.
Exactly. Which was, again, suspect at best.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the block was good.
the block was in good shape. That was really about it. So that'll be really nice. So I think probably the biggest things people are going to be excited about are going to be the parking and the concession facility. So be a nice project. So that one's under construction right now. I'm going to say it's probably about 60% complete. Really, it kind of labored there for a while with the dirt work and the paving and things of that nature, but you can really, just in the last week, you can see it start to look like a ball field. They've got the backstops, the piping up for the backstops, or putting some sidewalk in. You can really start to see how it's laying out. So it'll move quickly, I think, from here on out. So we're looking at probably having that done here in the August to September time frame, so it'll be up and running for baseball next spring.
That's good, and that was about when we had planned initially.
That's correct.
Late summer.
It's really on track. It's pretty well on track, and that's really the silver lining to me in engineering of the COVID stuff is that baseball didn't happen.
Didn't have to work around
the
baseball.
You know, again, it's a terrible thing, but it really has helped with on the construction side. It's kind of alleviated some of those stresses there, so. I spent a lot of time on Price Fields there. We've got 13th Street going on. This is going to be a nice concrete rehab project. It's really almost a full reconstruction of 13th between Garden, which is right there by Kane Elementary School, and it runs all the way up into the west of Cherokee. So
it's a heavily traveled road.
Heavily traveled, a lot of bus also traffic,
a lot of
parents traffic, you know, through there. And again, the deadline on this to get this done is to get it done before school starts.
Get it open before school.
And again, we might be finishing up on the west end of it, but we started there at the school to make sure we got that done first. So right there at Shawnee and 13th will be complete. And a contract, we got Jay Graham Construction working on that, doing a good job on that project. One thing just to the public right now, there's some residents along there. As we do build that, we do have to block driveways temporarily. And so one of the things that came up is there are some no parking signs on a couple of those blocks. We have talked with law enforcement, with the police, and they are going to not enforce it. Since we are displacing people moving to the street, things of that nature. So good project, though. That one's probably, I'm going to say it's about halfway complete as well. Got another about a month and a half to get that done before school starts. Really about a month before school starts. So the skate park is another cool one. That's a really neat project. It's a little scary to me because I look at that and I can't fathom how somebody would hop on a piece of plywood with wheels on it. And
even, you know, I was a skater punk long ago, but yeah. I was never that good. I would not have been able to skate that
big
ball.
Man, I'm telling you, it's pretty cool though. It really is starting to look pretty neat.
Yeah, this is another kind of world class facility in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
It really is. Yeah, and you know, and it's not maybe one of the biggest around necessarily, but my understanding is that bowl that's on the going to be on the west end. It's a large bowl, and it's about 11 and a half feet deep.
Oh.
And that dude, I think, is going to be one of the few around that's like that. So.
Pretty exciting.
It is
for anyone, any skaters that are around.
I can only imagine, you know, if that's something that you did, I think this will be a really neat place. So the concrete work really, if it wasn't finished up last week, it'll be getting done first part of this week. So
is this something that could possibly be converted into something contest ready where we could draw people in, and or is this just going to be recreational for?
Well, it's recreational, but I don't know. I could assume that.
I don't know
how much of that happens, you know.
I don't know. You see it on TV with nothing else.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not
downplaying it, but I see it. That's why I saw it was on TV. You know, it's like, hey, wow, that looks pretty good. These kids can fly.
You know, that's amazing.
We haven't talked about it partially because in order to have something like that happen, you have to have a group that organizes.
Sure, sure.
At this point, I don't know that there is one, but I think the facility is good enough, and the city would certainly be willing to work with anybody who wanted to bring something like that. So
sure,
I think it brings that potential.
Only reason I brought that up is because cricket. I mean, we knew that a few folks played, and we had no idea that we got one of the best in the United States. You know,
as far as facilities. You're exactly right. I think this skate park is going to be something very similar to that.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, pretty neat. So. They should be really. Their goal is to try to actually wrap this up by the end of this week. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that see if that happens. I don't think anybody's expecting all the rain we got last week, and of course again today it's a little bit wet out. But you know, get one more warm day.
Tough time to be digging holes and doing concrete work at all.
Yeah, this is true. Man, those guys, they've been working hard though. It's a group out of Portland, Oregon called Evergreen Skate Parks.
Not exactly used to this kind of weather.
No,
man,
I'm telling you, that is one of the biggest complaints. That's really the only complaint we've had from them.
I bet those guys each lost 3¾ pounds of water weight a day.
They probably did. They probably did. But man, they've been a great group to work with, and have really, really enjoyed working with them and pleased with how they're doing. So. They do a lot of that stuff. So
excited to bring that one online.
Yep, that'll be good. That'll be really exciting. So got that one wrapping up. Hopefully end this week, maybe in the next week. Move on from there. So then we got the downtown streets. That's probably the biggest one really. It's going to be a disruption.
Yeah.
For and people right now. So
it looks like it's starting to move into areas where we will have some of that
disruption. It is. We started in that, let's call it the southwest corner, I guess, of that downtown central business district. And really the idea was, you know, while we do have – I guess maybe limited people downtown with the COVID-related things. We thought, let's go ahead and attack that first while the ConocoPhillips people are kind of staggered on their shifts and whatnot. So we're working in there. So they've milled on Jennings, they've milled Keeler, and they've milled, I guess, a portion of Johnstone. And they're really kind of working their way then to the northeast. Yeah. But it's getting ready to – they've been milling at night, so they have been doing that work. Good. After hours, it's a really dusty, messy, nasty deal.
It is.
It's best that we do that at night. in the evenings, and we appreciate the contractor working on that. And again, this is KSL working on that as well, but appreciate them doing that at night. But they will be laying asphalt during the day.
Oh. And so, as they're, once they get enough of that milled off, they'll begin to come in behind that. And
that's
start
correct.
Asphalt.
And they actually have just mobilized in with their asphalt crew. Actually, I guess probably over the weekend. They were there this morning when I came in. Yeah. And likely not going to start laying till Wednesday. But they will start. They've got a little bit of cleanup work to do still, milling some of the edges and some of that. So, but they should start laying Wednesday, hopefully, if all goes well. And
if I'm a merchant or a property owner downtown, should mm-hmm. I expect to be notified in advance of the milling? And
you should. You should. And the contractor's been doing a good job of that so far. And, again, mostly right now it has been with Phillips and ConocoPhillips, and they have been great to work with so far. They actually we had a project meeting last Friday, and contractor just mentioned how great they've been to work with. So we appreciate that. Again, if the rest of the vendors and business so owners could be
as
understanding, that'd be amazing. So we know it's going to be an inconvenience, but it's long needed.
It's a project that we've certainly needed for a while, and I know that everybody's excited to have it done, but it will be an inconvenience as it proceeds.
It will.
It's a good news, bad news thing. Hey, the good news is we're getting the roads fixed.
bad news is
the roads fixed.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That's very true.
But no, they have been notifying business owners, property owners, vendors, and whatnot ahead of time to keep people in the loop. And we did emphasize that if we can just communicate as much as possible, at least, you know, people may not be happy about it, but at least they know what's going
give them some advance notice.
And so if you do have any issues, please let us know. But
what number should they call, Micah?
Let's call 918-338-4251.
Is that your cell?
And thank you for not giving them my number. He paused there for a second, Tom.
I saw that.
About giving you a lane. Just so
that you would be, you know, apprised of what's going on.
Yeah. Just want to keep you in the loop.
You don't want to be left in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. So, but now that project, just so everybody is aware, that's a milling overlay, basically repaving all of the downtown central business district, other than Frank Phillips and the little bit of work that we did on the side streets to the north of Frank Phillips as part of that project about 4 years ago now.
Yeah. Yeah. Time goes by fast.
It does. It goes fast.
So it never ends.
If these projects go as smoothly as West Frank Phillips did earlier.
Oh, that went well.
Oh, really boy, that's probably the best piece of road you can find.
And
that was
Brent Bell Construction, Belco. Those guys came in and did a great job on that project. We were really pleased with that.
Did a fantastic job.
Should have mentioned that. That's a recently completed. Appreciate you bringing that up, Tom. Yep. That was a really good one.
That continued Frank Phillips basically all the way. I mean, went almost all the way out to 123 and now all the way through downtown Bartlesville.
Yeah, we went as far as it could. We hit the concrete there at 123. And
which was in good shape.
There, which was, recently redone. So that was a great project as well. So
my trip to Murphy's is so much easier.
It's a lot smoother now, isn't it?
It's a lot nicer. So that's really what we got in construction right now. That we've got a couple that are out for bid right now. Quail Place Tributary. This is a open channel drainage system, basically a concrete lined ditch, if you want to call it that. It really doubles as a pedestrian pathway between some neighborhoods. That was the original idea for it.
It's kind of an interesting design.
Interesting, for sure.
It was done a little too shallow.
It was done a little bit too shallow. Didn't carry quite enough water, and we've had some flooding issues down at Cherokee Hills, and so we're trying to alleviate that. This project actually was on our 2004 master drainage study, as identified as a project to address, and so we're working on that right now. I think we'll open bids on that on the 27th, I believe. Yep. Try to get that awarded August 3rd. Got that one, and then we've got an asphalt rehab on Jennings, Williamsburg, and Nova. We lumped those into one project. This is last year's preventative maintenance street projects, one of those. And so we've got that. It's going to be, I think it actually opens on the 20th. It opens a week earlier, but it'll be awarded the same date, August 3rd. And so looking forward to those two projects kicking off here in the next, let's just call it 60 days when it's all said and done probably. So
yeah.
But so that's what we got going. We got a lot whole bunch more in the works.
A lot coming up. We've also got Hillcrest, I think, is one of them.
That's the biggest one in the works right now, We should be – actually, we're going through the final review on that now. We've got, quote, final plans back. Good. We're just giving it one last look. And we've got to do some utility coordination, working on that right now as well. And then we'll get that out for bids also. So probably see that one hit the streets as far as bidding in the next month.
And that one will go all the way from – we're going from 20th?
20th, I believe. Really between 20th and 18th, just north of 20th Street down to the Canyon River.
Take it all the way out to
complete the rebuild.
And we'll rebuild the road actually next to the existing
adjacent
road.
Adjacent to it, yeah.
And we will preserve the existing, or at least a portion of the existing road.
Correct.
As an extension of Pathfinder, right?
That's right. Yeah, they'll connect basically from Shawnee to just almost Hillcrest Heights, really at the river.
Yeah.
But there's a sidewalk that connects from there to Hillcrest Heights. So
it's a great project for a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Got any closing things as we wrap her up?
No,
other than good work, everybody.
I think, there's a lot going on out there. And again, we thank the citizens of Bartlesville for their approval of these projects. And we'll do our best to get them done as timely and with as little pain as possible.
Got it. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.